would say to the parents, don't be afraid to say no to your children. Don't be afraid, because the damage is worse than don't say no to them if they do something wrong. This is something we deal with in the courses a lot. You can say anything to anybody with love. And you can say anything to anybody with aggression. The reason we cannot say things to people with love, because we're very afraid. I'm afraid in case if my child doesn't love me anymore. So I'm very anxious when I tell them no, or I tell them off about something they have done. And I feel very guilty. And then I start bribing them after. And this is the most confusing thing parents can do to children. All you need to say to the child, the consequences of what you have done is this. Or the consequences of what you want to do is this. And the child can see the consequences by themselves without us doing anything else. We were brought up loved conditionally. Loved conditionally means if I tell my child, I will buy you a present only if you're good. Only if you do your homework. Only if you go to bed early. Only. We're going to give it to them anyway. You know that. But we're using these excuses because we're trying to control them. Because we have lost our authority. So we use the power of control to tell them what we want them to do and bribe them with something else. It is better if you want to give something to your child, don't put any condition. Say, I want to give you this because I love you. And then when you ask your child to do something, they will respect and honor your authority as a parent. But if you play games with them, only do this because of this, and you end up breaking your word anyway, because you're going to give it to them sooner or later, the children will not respect you. It is very important for families, especially children, to learn to respect their parents' authority. All of us need guidance, and we need older people to guide us and to direct us in life. If we don't have that, we grow up like children ourselves because we become rebellious. Not many children now respect their parents anymore because the parents cannot keep their word. They keep saying no, no, and then they give later. You can say no to your children with love and respect, and the children will respect you. And then when you say no to them, they will respect you too. Use consequences, not threat. For example, if your child doesn't want to do something, you can say, if you don't do this, the consequences are. That's it. You don't say, you're going to suffer, you're going to be bad. Say, so for example, if the child doesn't want to go to sleep, you tell your child, if you don't sleep now, you will be tired tomorrow. And you do nothing about it. And if they're tired the second day, you tell them, this is because you didn't go to bed early the night before. If your child does not want to eat at dinner time and you play around, you tell them, if you don't eat, the consequences is you're going to lose your food. And then if you still play around, don't touch the food, you throw the food away. Without being aggressive or angry, and they come back and say, the food is not here anymore. I'm sorry. That's it. But it takes quite training, because if you don't feed your child at night, the child can survive, but the parents will not. Because they feel guilty all night, children will survive very well without a meal. But then they will also learn. And this is not going to be fixed in one time or two time. It will take some time. But can you hold with your integrity and love for the child to be strong enough to allow them to learn to respect you as a parent? But you see, we've got to be also careful and realistic, because it is possible there's something the child cannot eat at all. But I trust that we know, I trust that. And I give you another example. I had parents telling me, I can't get my son out of bed in the morning to go to school. And he's always late, or she's always late. Very simple question. I asked the parents, are you ever late for appointments? They say yes. I said, how do you expect your children to actually get up early in the morning if they see you not respecting your timing as well, because they copy us as well. So we have to teach by our consciousness about our behavior. And if I compromise in my life, then I will lose respect for my children. I am emphasizing the word respect because I need to repeat something very important. We need, I'm going to go to a bigger picture. We need more Gandhis in this world. We need older, wise people who do not control us, who are wise to show us our direction in life. And if I don't respect my parents when I grow up, I will never respect anybody.
You've been listening to the Essence Foundation facilitator and Hay House author, Dr. Manise Yousry. For more podcasts, videos, and information on courses, go to www.essence-foundation.com.